Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co and keep listening for this week's latest episode.
Hello, everyone. And here we are, our first mini episode for 2021.
Yes, indeed. And it's a topical one, I'm sure, for many people, particularly those whose careers may have been affected in some way by COVID in the past year.
For sure. I think the pandemic has caused a lot of people to stop and think about their career and wonder if they're on the right career path. Or how they can find a new role if their role's been made redundant.
Absolutely. You know, and the amazing podcast guest we're revisiting for today's mini episode is Dr. Emma Camp. She's a coral scientist, a UN young leader, and a National Geographic explorer, to name just a few of her accolades. And when you look at Emma's LinkedIn profile today, you'd think she was always treated as a superstar. But in fact, this really wasn't the case, was it?
No, it's so true. And as you'll hear in a moment, Emma really, really struggled to get a foot in the door of any kind of scientific research to start with. And she had to get both creative and very resilient to fulfill her dreams.
She certainly did. And here she is with her advice on going after what you really want in your career.
If you know what you want to do, then don't give up on that. But also then to make like action that and make it reality, like work out what you can do to get there. So for example, I didn't have a straight road into being a coral scientist at a leading university. It took me volunteering at a consultancy company in the UK doing woodland research, which was nothing that I was interested in, but I wanted to get a foot in the door to upskill in certain monitoring skills at that point. And then I was able to transfer those skills into coral science. So I think we've all got connections, or we can make connections to get some of the skills we need to get to our job. You know, thinking outside the box of what are the skills that you need to get you to your dream job, and then working out how you can get there, one, with the resources you've got. Because I hear sometimes people say, oh, it's a lot of money to maybe take a course on leadership. But again, that's where, you know, pick up books, look online, reach out to colleagues, because there's a lot of people out there that are willing to actually share that knowledge and help you, you know.
Yeah, on that. Absolutely. What about if you like constantly get no's? What do you do then?
I've had constant no's before. When I finished my master's, my plan was to do more environmental consultancy. So I wanted to apply for consultancy roles. This was back in the UK. And I think I put in the best part of like 54 like applications or something. And it was in the middle of the recession. It was the first thing that was getting cut was these like graduate level environmental jobs. The environment was not sexy at that moment in time. So I wasn't getting interviews. I wasn't finding out why I wasn't getting interviews. And then it sort of came to a crunch time. So I was still living at home and my dad was like, right, you got to get out. You're just going to have to go do a job. And I was like, I've been, you know, in academics for 6 years to do this and I want to do this. And so it was like, okay, step back. How else can I get what I need? The only feedback that I got was that I didn't have enough experience.
So frustrating.
I can't get experience if I don't get in the door, or there isn't a position available. So then I was like, okay, I need to get, you know, a bit creative and work out how I can obtain these skills. And so I actually ended up setting up my own environmental consultancy company in the UK. And I focused in on a very niche area, which was doing environmental audits, which is what I had done. I'd upskilled in and actually done some of at the volunteering consultancy work. And yeah, just used a network of sort of friends and families, businesses that I knew needed to have this energy audit legally, and it just knew policy that had come in, and was just really honest. I wrote letters saying, look, I've started out, I have professional insurance, I can do this job, I don't have any experience, but I'm not going to get any unless you give me a chance. And some people said yeah, no, and some people said okay. And that then allowed me to start building the experience that I needed. It was never the avenue that I expected to take, but I couldn't see how else I was going to get down the path I was going. So I needed to change the route to try to get there.
It feels like you really needed resilience in that period of time. What did you tell yourself mentally just to keep up the fight?
Resiliency, even now in the work that I do, I think is a key feature. But again, I think for me, it's always going back to what's the alternative. The alternative was giving up and going into a different job that wasn't what deep down I knew I wanted to do, or I could try to find a way to get there. And even if that had meant, say, working part-time and doing the job for free for a few years to get there, that was sort of the mindset that I had. That to me, it was being authentic and sort of integral to myself. And that's what I wanted. And I had to work out the best way to get there. And having confidence and belief that in the end, you will.
Wow, such focus and persistence. But you know, you look at Emma today and it's just paid off hugely, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. She's doing what she's always wanted to do. And I really loved a couple of things she did as a younger woman. Firstly, she volunteered to start getting the experience that everyone said she needed to get a job. She relentlessly applied for jobs. I think she said she did about 54 applications. And then when all else failed, she started her own consultancy.
I loved with that consultancy how she was so open with the prospective clients she approached. You know, she said she was a new business but could do their work. She just needed people to give her a chance. And I thought that was such a great approach to take.
Indeed. Well, that's this mini episode done and dusted. We'll be back next week with another terrific guest, an episode for your listening pleasure.
Indeed we will. Ciao for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.